This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
So, are the concerns over COVID-related supply chain disruptions now a thing of the past? No doubt everyone has a personal anecdote of the struggle to buy something during the COVID lockdowns to the reopening. Whether it be home gym equipment, or something for your kitchen renovation, or simply buying a new car. None of it was straightforward or easy. In my example, I waited a year to receive a new dishwasher. If by some stroke of luck you found what you were looking for, you then had to contend with a new pricing paradigm. In other words, inflation. That came in as a surge in demand due to the massive money supply expansion of 2020 and 2021. Today, we will dig deeper into the lingering effects of the COVID supply chain disruptions of 2020, and see if they continue to influence the economic picture today. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of May 29th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. We look at a number of data when forecasting future demand. For example, shipping volumes can be a rather handy metric. Freight volume is a strong measure of retail and wholesale demand for goods. While external factors such as fuel prices and capacity determine freight rates, demand is also one of the key factors. If there's no demand for trucks, rail, or shipping containers, rates won't climb. So we can look at both freight volume and price to gauge demand for goods. In September 2021, shipping a 40-foot container from China to the American East Coast hit $22,000. Was this a lot? Well, the pre-COVID average cost was around $3,000. Back then, this was identified as a significant driver of inflationary pressure. Today, that same shipment costs $2,300, a figure even lower than the pre-COVID rate. Now, why did shipping costs reach such levels immediately after COVID? Well, demand was exceptionally strong and inventories exceptionally low. Buyers were desperate for inventory. Competition for shipping capacity was fierce. The situation became so severe that at one point, Walmart had 100,000 containers stranded at various ports around the world. So, of course, there was truth to the supply chain narrative. However, our team remained steadfastly focused on one thing, staying data dependent. Everybody was talking about the low inventories and the shortages during COVID, but just how severe was it? Well, general merchandise retail stores like Walmart or Target and Costco had a combined inventory of $77 billion worth of goods in 2019, pre-COVID. Amid the crisis in June 2020, this figure dipped to $68 billion. Yes, it was a drop, but far from catastrophic. Facing what seemed like relentless demand from consumers, merchants placed massive orders, leading to impressive manufacturing figures. Business was booming. But as shipping and manufacturing issues resolved themselves and goods reached retailers, inventories ballooned to $113 billion. Now, this posed a problem for the market for several reasons. First, the stock market is profoundly impacted by manufacturing. As inventories swelled, retailers halted orders, which in turn led manufacturing production to ease. The ISM Manufacturing Index we discussed last week and closely monitor began to falter. The overriding aim to close 2022 was clear: reduce this inventory. Companies began offering substantial discounts, which proved effective as inventory levels began to decline. They currently sit at about $100 billion. Freight data currently points to very weak demand. Tonnage volume fell 1.7% in April after a 2.8% decrease in March. Year over year, truckload volume is down 16%. Whether this is primarily due to the vast inventory surplus generated in 2022 or weak consumer demand remains ambiguous. The silver lining is the positive remarks on the inventory data by the CEOs of both Walmart and Target. While Walmart stopped short of declaring an end to the issues, Target's CEO announced that overstocking is behind them. As inventories normalize and retailers begin to restock, we could witness a resurgence in freight activity later this year. This potential uptick would be viewed favorably by the markets and could alter the manufacturing landscape. Shipping volumes are an important data set for us. They go hand in hand with manufacturing. And we will be watching these indicators very closely over the next few weeks to months as a guide to whether the economic environment is improving or has a few more bumps in the road. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.